Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. And we'll get back to Jesse in our conversation about activating compassion here on the program. But right now, we're going to take a look at Libra. We're going to take a look at what's going on in the stars, both astrologically and astronomically, with our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald. And we happen to catch you this time on location in Hawaii. Tell us how things are in that regard to Libra and what we're facing in these coming days and weeks.
Well, that's perfect. Richard, thanks again for having me on. And yes, I make a pilgrimage every year to the island of Kauai during the harvest season because it is such a dynamic place to be at a very dynamic time of year. You know, we are in the harvest season. Libra is one of the harvest signs. And the harvest season is a very confrontational time. It evokes a lot of emotion. And Libra, her part in this is she helps us to have compassion with ourselves and others when we fall short. You know, one of the aspects of the harvest season is we're looking back over, we're looking at what we have, what we've gleaned, what we've brought in, what we've manifested, and we're looking at what we intended to manifest, and there's always a bit of an imbalance when you weigh those things out, and that evokes emotion. We get upset with ourselves, we get upset with others, and this emotional process has several very important parts to it. First, you have to recognize things, then you have the emotional reaction, and then you get to process it, and you get to a place, ideally, of compassion, where you can forgive yourself and others for their failings, and Libra is a key part of that.
And the basic characteristics thereof are what?
Well, Libra is an air sign, and so there is a lot of there's a strong ability to analyze, to be analytical, to weigh the pros and cons of things. But most importantly, I think right now, especially with these crazy presidential debates and the election rhetoric and stuff like that, Libra rules manners and civility. It rules mediation and negotiation. It rules diplomacy and compromises. When Libra's in the house, you're being called upon to put your best foot forward and work together for the highest good of all involved. And so we're being asked to do that, and we're asking each other for that.
Interesting. Well, it's, yeah. There's no question. There is no question on all levels. We need to be working towards that
together.
I will together. Say just very quickly that. There's a certain level of frustration when I hear, okay, this is what we need to do, this is the direction we need to go, and for the highest good of all, and so on and so forth. And then you have those moments, and it's like you're going, I'm never going to make it. I am never going to I'm not going to pass this one. I can't get beyond this one, so leave me behind. The lifeboat will have to go on without me, kind of thing. As some have described, where we're headed in the coming weeks and months, let alone years, as far as a civilization and a people. But that we should stay optimistic and positive and not worry about that aspect of it. That it takes time.
It does take time. And actually, if for those of us who do feel that they need more than they can give right now, now is the time to speak out and say that. Mm-hmm. We have to be realistic. Not everybody can give 100% all day, every day. Nobody can.
Right.
And so that's part of this Libra, the quest for balance. The haves and the have-nots have to work together.
And we have to be compassionate with ourselves when
first
we fall short, when we feel like
right
we've fallen
first
short.
It begins within. It begins with us. If we don't forgive ourselves, then we're telegraphing that we're not forgivable, and then nobody else will.
How long will we be in Libra?
We will be in Libra until about the 22nd of this month.
Okay.
Hold on, let me just double check. I've got that right here. Yeah, Monday the 22nd.
All right. Well, very good. And we'll be talking about this at least 2 more weeks.
Yes.
Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting. I'm Richard Dugan, and you're listening to Tell Me Your Story. Stay tuned.